Anchorage's Spinard neighborhood is undergoing a gradual change for the better. New businesses are opening up, and the area has begun to sport a new look. But some less positive elements remain, and on Saturday, two police officers met with residents to offer a new approach to fight those problems. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Matt Burkholder is chair of the Spinard Community Council. He knows the neighborhood. After all, he grew up there.
Spinard, over the years, has always been a colorful area to be in.
Saturday afternoon, about 30 residents gathered at the Spinard Recreation Center in reaction to some of the darker tones in that colorful spectrum. For over 2 hours, they held a special community council meeting on public safety with two Anchorage police officers, Captain Tom Nelson and Lieutenant Gary Gilliam. Nelson is division manager for community services, and Gilliam heads the Community Action Police Team, or CAPT. Some of the problems were long-standing to the area: inebriation, drug dealing, and prostitution. There were also sleep-thwarting disturbances, such as cars idling, an alarm set off, and loud music blaring from parked cars. The last one particularly prominent at the rec center itself, according to nearby neighbors. But more alarming, the group told of sporadic gunshots, including a recent nighttime disturbance involving an automatic weapon. Officers Nelson and Gilliam said Spinard was to be the focus of a police project called SARA. Gilliam says SARA stands for Scan, Analysis, Reconnaissance, and Action. It represents a break from normal police procedure.
Traditional policing is we are reactive, we hear about a problem, and then we go to try to solve it. Well, we're trying to do two things here. We're trying to say what has happened, and then what is it that we can do to intervene and prevent future incidents of those.
Some of the what has happened aspect began at Saturday's meeting, where the Spinard folks looked at a large hotspot map Gilliam had brought. Several said the zones depicted as quiet were far from it. The head of the CAP team was not surprised. After all, he says, the map records only reported incidents, and, as was apparent at the meeting, not everyone calls the police.
One person says, well, geez, you know, I can never get through. You guys never do anything. I call and call and call. Another person says, well, yeah, it happens all the time, but I've given up calling. And yet another person says, I'm faithful about calling. I call every time. So our statistics is the most accurate we have, but we know from talking to people like this, it's not accurate. So what we want to do is try to get the best picture we can of the real problem.
With solid neighborhood support, the program can make a difference. Spinard is the second Anchorage SARA neighborhood. The first was Fairview, where streetwalkers and inebriates were a primary focus. Since that program began, Gilliam reports, the Fairview Cars has enjoyed increased business, and more customers are walking to the store with their children. After the meeting, Council Chair Burkholder saw another benefit from the new police project in Spinard, one extending beyond misdemeanors and felonies.
Get the community to bind back together like it used to be. You don't know your neighbor, maybe, you know, just because you don't feel like you have no connection. And I think this might be just part of another step in getting the community connected again.
The next step in the SARA process is to recruit more Spinard residents, business owners, and landlords, and following the Fairview example, form committees directed toward specific problems. This is Len Anderson.